So now let's note several things about this account. First of all, an individual is just by analogy and not by fulfilling justice in the state. It's tempting, but very wrong to suppose that according to the Republic, because political justice is each person doing what he or she is best suited to do, justice for the individual is any given person so doing what they're best able to do. It's not like that at all. It's rather an analog to that principle, according to which each functionally differentiated element within the individual does what it's best able to do. Well, the question is, what should we make of that fact? Secondly, the definition that we're given of justice is in an interesting reprise of a definition that was rejected in the first book, when Polemarchus offered as an account of justice, giving to each his due. Now we understand, and remember our discussion of the Charmides, that giving to each his due needs to be understood as giving to each the function that his or her virtues suit him or her for. Third, it's not sufficient to say, as we sometimes do, that justice is a question of balance or harmony among the parts of the city or of the individual, nor even if we add proper balance or harmony. It's, of course, important to realize that according to Plato, justice, like temperance, is a different sort of virtue from wisdom and courage in this respect. The one sort belongs to the whole by virtue of some belonging to some part of the whole, that's wisdom and courage. The other doesn't properly belong to any one part, but only to the whole by virtue of some global fact about the parts in their relation to one another or to the whole. Well, that distinction isn't hard for us to understand. A large group of students is not necessarily a group of large students, although a hungry group of students is probably a group of hungry students. But we haven't specified the nature of justice until we specify what kind of harmony or balance. And I've suggested now that the kind of harmony is that achieved when the differentiation of function is determined by who is best able to carry out the several functions. So the city is constructed on the principle of the division of function. And that's because division of labor is the fundamental feature of social life. Justice, then, is the differentiation of function based on virtue. The question is, what should different groups of folks do? And the answer is, what they have the virtue for. That's only, as we might say, just. And the reason that this is understood to be a virtue is quite simple. It's good for people to do what they're good at. Now, I want to say that quite carefully. It's good for people to do what they're good at. Of course, it's another question whether or not it's good for people to do what they're good at. But in any rate, that's what Plato is arguing, that it is good for the society as a whole, for the individuals in the society to do what they are best suited to do. Notice that the same type of analysis yields an understanding of justice in the individual. A balance is achieved when each functionally differentiated element of the person is given and performs a function for which it's best suited. To ask the question of how this works leads to the question, what is the virtue of the different parts of a person? What is the virtue of mind? That is, what is wisdom or Sophia? And that's to ask, what is the function of mind? Well, the function of mind is to rule. So the next question is, what is it to rule? But also, what is spirit? What is its function in this virtue? And what is it to desire and to desire appropriately? Recognize then that on Plato's view, the mind doesn't desire, but through its rational leadership enables proper activities from the desiderative faculties.